You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm Bertrand Tungandame on NITV Radio and having a yarn with the Dangati woman, Darlene Johnson, a filmmaker who just won the inaugural Sydney Festival and Deutsche Bank Fellowship for Australian First Nations Film Creatives. Now, Darlene, how are you going and what does it feel in these times winning this fellowship?
I had a really wonderful day yesterday, catching up with so many people and receiving heartfelt thanks and kind words and phone calls from family and friends congratulating me from mobs all around Australia. So that was just a deadly, I just had such a good day, all considered, you know, because it's such a tough time for all of us in lockdown. And it's just nice to get a bit of positivity, a bit of, you know, good news and to be supported to keep moving forward, just keep going by hook or by crook. I just feel blessed right now, actually. And I'm just praying to my, you know, family and my ancestors every day for this opportunity. I just want to make a difference in the time that I have on this planet.
Yeah. The 2021 Sydney Film Festival will be taking place later this year. On previous occasions, you've entered documentaries and quite good ones. Can you take us through some of your earlier entries and maybe what you'll be entering in the festival this year?
The first film that was ever accepted into the Sydney Film Festival was River of No Return,
yeah,
which is a documentary I made, oh, that was a while ago now. I think that was submitted in 2008. I made that about Francis Dangangang Julabing Gekamungal from Ramingining. It was just a beautiful time I had with her up in Ramingining, just looking at her life situation and her passion and desire to really pursue acting. Certainly after she had the success of being in Ten Canoes and just her dreams of wanting to be a movie star like Marilyn Monroe. That's what she told me initially. And I just thought it would just be such a great opportunity to try and film her following her dreams and pursuing that, and also looking at the complexities of what it's like to be young or living in a remote part of our country and the cultural challenges and issues. And so, yes, I was excited that that screened at the beautiful State Theatre at the Sydney Film Festival back then. And then following that, I did a documentary called The Red Fern Story, which really was just a collection of stories about those deadly trailblazers, you know, who fought for land rights and social justice in Redfern and made a huge lasting, you know, impact on our politics and social welfare and the Australian art scene. And my mum had one of the houses under the housing co-op then granted by the Whitlam government down the bottom of Everly Street. So I happened to be a bub at that time when all of that was germinating and all mobs from all around Australia galvanised and helped set up the National Black Theatre. So 40 years later, I just thought we really need to capture this mob and their stories before they leave us. So we have that document and we can share that, you know, for the next generations. And then the film after that, I turned back to short dramatic storytelling, and I made a little film called Bluey, just about a feisty Aboriginal girl who just got out of juvie, and part of her good behaviour bond was to, and this is in the film, was to participate in a boxing rehab program at the Tony Mundine Gym down the bottom of Everly Street, but she didn't want to do it. And so that's kind of like the drama. It's about her sort of transformation. And that went on to win the Best Screenplay Award, the Event Cinema Award for Best Screenplay in a Short Film. And that was, the little film was inspired by my mum, whose nickname was Bluey, little feisty one.
Okay. And that's the name of the documentary, Bluey SFF 2015, Sydney Film Festival 2015. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. yeah, short drama, yeah.
The award, rather the fellowship, is meant to support you expand your cinematic projects. So far, you've spoiled us with award-winning documentaries and shorts. What's next?
Coming from a strong documentary background and short form background, my plan is really to move more into long form storytelling, both in television and theatrically, feature film storytelling. So I just think, yeah, that's just an exciting place to be, an area that I just want to move further into now, and just more in terms of drama, because you can just say so much more in a longer period of time and with more detail and more complexity and longer, you know, character development, and you can just do so much more. So it is considered the pinnacle of filmmaking. So why not move there? And also, yeah, tell our stories in that space, on that platform. Yeah, that's exciting.
Especially following this fellowship.
One of the great things about the fellowship is that it is supporting me to develop my own original long-form TV series, which I'm really excited about. I can't go into a lot of detail about it.
Of course, yeah.
But it's pretty exciting. It is inspired by my experiences being a documentary filmmaker, and also it's inspired by my mum and my Aboriginal ancestry, and it's basically a supernatural crime thriller, which I want to set up in the top end, up in the Northern Territory.
Wow, actually that breaks from the usual casting and First Nations productions, superheroes, sci-fi. That's quite an exciting area to be venturing in.
Because I'm interested in culturally who we are as a peoples, and just being able to portray and really capture the spirit and soul of who we are, and be able to then combine those natural attributes of our culture with genre and dramatic storytelling. It just feels so unnatural. It's so akin to who we are as a people.
Yeah.
And there's just so much to explore there. It's such a big canvas that we haven't really properly tapped into. So I'm particularly excited about doing that. It is uncharted territory in a lot of ways. So it's forging a pathway forward and figuring it out as I go along. So when I get to the other side, I'll be able to tell everyone about it.
Now, anything you'd like us to, a message you'd like us to put out there to the community?
Oh, just stay strong and look after each other, you know, reach out, stay connected, and check in on each other, I think, is just really vital when we feel so isolated and we're feeling down or not being able to be with our loved ones. I just remember that we're not alone, and it's just really important to stay connected and to stay in touch with people. So as much as you can, and sending love out to everybody in the community.
Darlene Johnson, congratulations again, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Bye.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.